Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Fire in an apartment building. Emergency call. Thomas Meyerhof and Claudia Gerold are having coffee in the hospital A&E unit when the emergency call comes in. Fire in an apartment building. Quickly, they make their way to the ambulance where they receive further information. The location is close by, and they reach the address just 3 minutes after the emergency call. Situation at the scene. Even from a distance, they can see flames leaping from the top floor windows. Thick black smoke climbs into the night sky. Thomas directs Claudia. Can you park the ambulance in the car park in front of the supermarket, please? Claudia gives him a questioning look, but steers the car into the car park, which is some distance away from the brightly burning building. As soon as the fire engines arrive, all hell will break loose, and we would be in the way, or else we would be hopelessly blocked in, Thomas explains. He then notifies the dispatch center of their arrival. To Claudia, he says, We are the first ones at the scene. You stay with the vehicle. I'll send you any house occupants that are able to walk. They should gather here so that we can get an overview. Please take their personal details and take care of them as much as you can. I'm sure the backup will be here any moment. Incident assessment. On the way to the burning building, Thomas comes across house occupants and neighbors. He directs the house occupants to gather at the ambulance in the car park. From the short conversations with the neighbors and occupants of the apartment house, Thomas learns that everyone was able to escape from the building in time. Unfortunately, the caretaker has gone back into the house to make sure that all of the tenants have really left the buildings. Carefully, Thomas edges towards the entrance. At a safe distance, he stops and gives the dispatch center a short update. At that moment, several fire service vehicles arrive. Hand over to the fire service. In the turmoil, Thomas quickly finds the fire service officer in charge and briefly describes the situation to him and that the caretaker is missing. Two firemen wearing breathing apparatus are instructed to undertake an exploration of the building and to look out for the caretaker. Almost as soon as they enter the building, they return with the missing caretaker. Watering eyes and coughing. The caretaker is coughing and his eyes are watering. Thomas assumes responsibility for the patient and leads him away from the danger area. Please sit down and lean against the house wall. I'll organize a stretcher and we'll take you to our ambulance. Meanwhile, the organizational leader and other vehicles from the rescue services have arrived. Following Thomas and Claudia's example, the vehicles have also gathered in the supermarket car park. Thomas requests a team to transport the caretaker. Shortly afterwards, he tweets the other patients in the ambulance together with Claudia. After a brief handover from Thomas, the organizational leader takes over the organizational leadership of the rescue services at the scene and works hand in hand with the fire service officer in charge. He is able to confirm the initial information that there are no other missing persons and that all tenants were able to escape in time. Patient care and transport to the hospital. As well as signs of smoke inhalation, the caretaker has slight first and second degree burns to his right palm. The skin is very red and several small blisters have formed. I wanted to try to put the fire out with a fire extinguisher, but as I tried to open the flat door, I burnt myself on the doorknob, the caretaker explains. You were incredibly lucky that you couldn't open the door, replies Thomas. You could have been seriously injured by the flames and smoke on the other side of the door. After the wound is dressed and the patient is treated with 4 doses of Ventolair as a precaution, he's taken to the hospital.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Rettenredaktion.